When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer out today, Jerry in for Boomer. And yes, we are just talking about the future of these organizations on November, what is it, 12th. Future of the Jets and Giants. There's nothing else going on this season for them. Who is going to get fired? Who is going to be the replacements? Is Brian Daboll or Joe Shane, are they going to stay here? I mean, that's the only conversation you can have. I mean, I can't imagine there's a thing in any of these games in the rest of the year that would be worthy of talking about, like an actual play. Like, do you think anybody's going to be like, you know, I really hated that play call on 3rd and 3 in the Jets-Colts game?
No, but I think not at all. But I think if you're a Giant fan, you're hoping to see what Malik Nabers can be. I think you're hoping to see maybe Brian Burns, you know, continue to play well. If you're the Jets, I don't know. I don't know what to say with the Jets, because same with the Giants, you don't know who the quarterback's going to be next year. You have no idea. You don't know who the quarterback's going to be of the Jets next year. I mean, what are you looking for? They're what are they? 3-7 now. Mm-hmm. 3-7.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm not interested in watching Aaron Rodgers and McAfee anymore. Mm. The post-game press conferences are the same old, same old. It's the same conversation from 2 weeks ago. Until they can string together 3 or 4 wins in a row, they're not relevant.
No, they're done. Both teams are right. Completely done. I do think that you'll see John Mara hopefully give another, you know, vote of confidence and mean it with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, because I don't. Like, the way Adam Schefter was talking about it on McAfee was like, well, what does John Mara's vote of confidence even mean? Like, he did that with Ben McAdoo. He did it with Joe Judge. Doesn't mean anything. So he's got to absolutely come out and say, if he believes it, that these guys are coming back. Because I think that settles things down a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I don't even know if that settles things down, though, either. Because even if he came out and said it today, let's say today, I know Joe Shane, I think, is talking today. If not today, tomorrow, because it's the bye week.
Oh, the bye week, yeah.
John Mara comes out tomorrow during the bye week and goes on with the guys in the afternoon and says, you know what? I want to quiet everything down. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are my guys. They will be here in 2025. And then the Giants move on and they lose 41-7, 42-10, 24-3. You're going to tell me that things don't change? They do.
Yeah,
they do change. Now, I wouldn't do anything with them as I sit here today, but that doesn't mean, like, if a team quits on you, it's a bad.
On McAdoo. They absolutely quit on McAdoo.
I agree with that, too.
I mean, Janoris Jenkins actually quit during a practice. Like, he walked off the field and quit during a Ben McAdoo practice. So, that's a horrible look. I don't know if continuing to change over and over again. If you're going to get a new coach, it's got to be someone who's got some experience. Like, I can't, like, these, the coordinators over and over again just have not worked for the Jets and the Giants. I mean, I guess, you know, Rex did, but that was it.
Let me ask you this, though. When was the last time the Giants hiring Daboll? I feel like he was a hot name, and I'm not ready to give up on him yet. But with the Jets, like, what? Like, Rob Saleh was, I know he had success in San Francisco. I'm not saying he didn't. But was he, like, the number one target for a lot of teams?
Like, he was up there. He was, like, top three. And I remember the Jets fan being really excited because Rob Saleh was that exciting name, because in San Francisco, the defense was great, and you saw him, and he was in good shape, but he was clapping on the sidelines, and it felt like, man, we're going to get, like, an alpha in here, and he's going to really provide the edge as his organization needs. And he got here, and he was a completely different guy.
Like, too nice of a guy.
Yeah.
At least on the outside anyway, and the way he spoke to us and would give you all the time in the world at these press conferences and on the sidelines, he never got in anybody's face. He was, I think, the opposite of what they thought they were getting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, sometimes I wonder if the coordinator thing is the wrong way to go because the guy's not ready for the spot. Like, Dan Quinn was a head coach prior, And while he was a coordinator before he went to Washington, he at least had that in his back pocket. He's done it before. The one that's interesting is the one in Detroit, who Ben Johnson, who turned down the Commanders' job. I would think he is going to be the name that everybody wants. I don't know. Do you pass on him because you don't want to go the coordinator route? Then what? He turns out to be a great coach.
No,
somewhere
I mean,
else.
I think that, well, that guy is, yeah, he's, but he's never, he would never go to the Jets. He may go to the Giants, but I don't, he would never go to the Jets.
But I do agree with you. Like the Eberfluses, the Stein, who knows? Like, who knows what you're getting? You have no idea.
Yeah, but then, like, even when I say that, like, all right, well, look at the best teams in football. Like, all right, so the best team we know is the Chiefs and Andy Reid.
Right.
Clearly was a John head coach before that.
John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
Yeah, John Harbaugh, but he was a special teams coordinator.
And, yeah, okay.
And, then he got hired as a head coach.
True.
So he was a
long time ago, but yes.
Sean McDermott was not a head coach prior to having the job. Mike Tomlin was a defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. So, I mean, a lot of these guys, when you think about, all right, the retread guys who were head coaches, Sean Payton's got the Broncos playing pretty well at 5-5. Doug Peterson is a nightmare down in Jacksonville.
I have a name for you. How about Brian Flores?
Don't take him away from my team, please.
That aside, I'm serious. That aside.
Yeah.
What about Brian Flores?
I happen to love that guy because he came to my organization and firmed up a defense that was so bad under Ed Donatell, that, and he's been great, and the players absolutely love him.
Mm-hmm.
He did lose that battle with Ben Johnson when it was him against Ben Johnson in the Lions game, but I think he's great, and I'm sure that he's learned a ton, and I would 100% give him an interview despite the lawsuit that's out there.
And I ask it from the standpoint of, would the Jets be attractive to him? And I don't know. I have no idea. He might be one of the, be like everybody else, like, no.
Well, here's where the Jets would be attractive to him if he's not getting any other offers, like real offers.
Correct.
Because that's the guy that the Jets are going to have to get.
And no one, for some reason, we've talked about head coaching possibilities. I haven't heard that name come up anywhere. And I don't know why. It just popped into my head in terms of coordinator. Buddy was a head coach in Miami. You could make the case he shouldn't have been let go when he was.
Well, until the Tua comments came out and called him a bad guy. You know, I mean, that's not good.
Yeah, but I feel like they made amends. You say stupid things.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah, I mean,
Benny Coach.
I mean, that hurt Brian Flores, too. You could tell that really bothered him.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I like the guy. I don't want him to go anywhere. I'm hoping that he does not drop that lawsuit and he can continue to so he can stay as the defensive coordinator, just like keep adding on to it. I don't want him to go anywhere.
Mm.
Make him the assistant head coach, pay him a bunch of money, and keep him there because it's tough to find good coordinators that stick around. Like, it's impossible. They all get hired.
Well, the money is too much to pass up as a head coach.
No, it's a good idea. I mean, silly me, I hadn't even thought of him either. I talk about him all the time.
It's because you don't want to think of him.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, he'd be a really good one for the Jets. Even though he's a defensive guy and like the trend is the offensive guy, I think he'd be a really good, because he's got an edge and a personality. And he to get another shot and then to coach in the same division as the Dolphins.
And what do we always do? We go good guy, bad guy. Good guy, bad guy.
Yeah.
That's usually the way we do it. And by bad guy, I mean a hard ass that's going to come in and do what needs to be done to clean things up.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean,
But then you come back to the quarterback. What, does he want a job with no quarterback?
He's done. Rodgers is done. He's 100%.
Well, that's right. I said right. So you'd be coming in with no quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Rodgers has got to retire. He just has to. I mean, it's impossible to get in that man's head. And
he's an interesting fella.
He certainly is. But I just feel like he's not Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady with the, like, I can't leave this experience on that sour of a note type of thing. I just feel like my body is where it's at. This didn't work out. I don't want to play anywhere else and start this over. And I've got a lot of interests out there and things I want to pursue now that I'm in my 40s. Like, I could just see him walking away, no problem.
I got a weird one for you, too.
For a coach?
Yeah. McCarthy.
Yeah, I think Boomer said that.
You know, that's another one that just popped into my
head.
Reunite
McCarthy and
for 1 year,
Rodgers.
And if it works, they're legends, and McCarthy can stay and then start over with a new quarterback. Wow, I just thought of that. And he's not even fired yet from the. I didn't even say fired. His contract will be up at the end of the year. I don't know that they're renewing
him. They hated each other.
But they also won together.
They won a Super Bowl together.
And they won a lot. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there as they're popping into my head. I probably should think them through first, but there's no fun in that.
All right. I like it from the standpoint if Rodgers is going to play again, to have someone that he's worked well with before, at least for a majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also a guy who's probably going to be radioactive after he gets fired by the Cowboys here, and no one's going to want to be a head coach, and that's the type of coach that the Jets are going to have to hire.
I think we got some options here. You got Gruden. You've got, I'm throwing Flores into the mix.
Yeah.
Maybe Mike McCarthy if he's let go.
I'm just thinking Aaron Rodgers, like, I'm really going to go back and do that. Like, retirement sounds so good right now.
That's a different conversation.
Again.
That's a different conversation. Remember, he's got a lot of money coming to him if he does try it one more year. I can't imagine he would want to with the way this has gone.
Yeah.
I know I wouldn't. But
especially him. Like, he's interested in so many different things, and he's got a plan for his post-playing career, and he loves traveling and experimenting things, and, like, I just can't imagine he's going to go through another training camp.
So you put the odds at him coming back at, what, 25%? You think you've seen that? In your mind, he's gone.
I think so. Yeah, I can't. I couldn't imagine
All right.
them bringing in another coach.
Worse experiment than Kevin Durant in Brooklyn or Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
This is way worse. This is way, way worse. Because first of all, the fan base is bigger and it's football, and you're letting down more people like the Jet fans.
That's a very good point.
So that, but also, I mean, they were a inch and a half away from going to an Eastern Conference Finals, the Nets.
That is very true. You're absolutely right about that.
I mean,
they did have a small sense of success. That is true. It was working.
Yeah.
That is true.
So, I mean, it's 100% this one. And you got to think, too, it's like, it's, you know, people say, well, there was Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and James Harden.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so this is Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Alan Lazard was here.
Yep. I mean, a million guys who came in here. Randall Cobb,
right.
Who brought back.
Forgot about him. That's right.
Oof.
Now,
this one's the way, 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 way worse.
And the fan base plays into it.
Because
the expectations were the same for both. But you're right. The fan base of the Jets far, far, far outpaces the fan base of the Nets. You are right about that.
Let's go to Justin in Asbury Park. What's going on, Justin?
Good morning, fellas. What's happening? How are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, side note, when that Nordic nutsack retires, Gio and Jerry has a nice ring to it. Just saying.
Nordic nutsack.
That still makes me laugh.
I don't know about you, but I would love to have an all-22 inside that Belichick bedroom for two reasons. One, when she's getting ready to do the deed, does he look at her and say, do your job?
That's
or
not
does
funny.
His post-nut clarity look like him getting up saying, that was a solid performance, we're on to Miami?
You know, Justin's pretty good.
I got to tell you, I think that clarity is still pretty sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. His post-nut clarity is like, wow, this is really happening here?
Pinch me.
Yeah. The old 22 Belichick special.
Don't want to see it. No thanks. That ring camera was enough.
Yeah, see, I have a very vivid imagination. When people bring that stuff up, my brain just creates a scene, and it's not good.
I think everybody's brain does.
No, but it's really, like, it's very vivid. Like, I can't stop it.
Oh, man. She's living it.
Vincent and Merrick, what's going on, Vincent?
Hey, what up, guys? Just regarding the whole John Gruden situation, which I absolutely love. I would love for that to happen. With Rodgers or not, I think he's made some mistakes in the past, and I think he's still got that mind of football that he just loves football. But I don't know how that's going to work. Isn't he still have a lawsuit against the NFL? And does that include him on the commissioner's exempt list?
Brian Flores has a suit against the NFL, and he's a defensive coordinator in the league right now. So I don't think that would keep him out. And, you know, you can easily drop your lawsuit if you want a job. The bigger thing to me would be, like, the back channel pettiness of Roger Goodell and saying, like, I don't really want this guy in the league. Don't interview him.
Right,
like,
allow it.
Like telling an owner that,
yeah.
You know, and because of the things that he said about Goodell. That would be the one. And I feel like stuff like that does happen. Like, I really do.
It's very real. I mean, people can say it doesn't, but I mean, real human emotions are real.
Yeah, and like Goodell will be like, remember when I helped you with that thing? Well, sure, help me with this thing.
Absolutely, no doubt. Get him here. Let's go. Makes a ton of sense. Let's go.
Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
And I tell you what, you would reignite the fan base. I really believe the Jet fan would get as excited for that. And this is saying something. I think they'd be as excited for that as they were for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, that's
a coach.
Opening press conference at Gruden. Oh, man, what's going on, guys?
Yes.
Where's that Rich Cimini at, man? Hey, Rich. Heard a lot about you, man. Heard a lot about your ass.
I agree.
It would be awesome.
It would be. All right, more excited. I'll give you just a couple names. You're the majority of Jet fans. If I give you Gruden, Rex, is there anybody else that would throw into that mix that are real possibility? I'm not going to say Dion. He's not coming here. Gruden, Rex. I'm going to put Flores in that mix.
Okay.
Those three, put them in order. In terms of the fan base, putting all this crap behind them and now looking forward and being into it again.
The fan base would probably be Rex first, Gruden second, and then Flores third. It would be Gruden first.
I think it might be Gruden ahead of Rex. And I've been sitting here for a couple of years saying bring Rex back. I think Gruden might get the fan base fired up more than Rex. Been there, done that, came close. He's not the same. You know, Al will tell you he's not fat anymore, so he's not going to be any good. Although I think he would be. I think Gruden might get them more fired up.
Just standing at that podium with that Jets logo, green tie.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, men. Looking around.
This would be good for us.
Oh, man. Someone told me that Connor Hughes is a little peckerhead. Where's he? I got your number, kid. I got my eyes on you. Boomer and Gio on the fan.
Like he would text with Joe.
Oh, no way. Lose my number, old man. There's a new sheriff in town.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo is back, and he's got another update for us and moment of the day. What's up, CeeLo?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We heard the Brian Daboll audio early this morning. Non-committal on Daniel Jones as the starting quarterback moving forward as the Giants head off into the bye week. You will have Joe Shane today at 3 o'clock. So I don't know if he'll give you anything substantive, but he is speaking to the media this afternoon.
All right.
As the Giants get ready for the bye week, then they will host the Bucks coming out of it in week number 12. Monday Night Football wrapped up week 10, and the Dolphins went out to SoFi Stadium, beat the Rams 23-15, improving to 3-6. They've got the Raiders and the Patriots at home the next couple of weeks, so a chance to get right back in the wild card mix ahead of a week 13 Thursday.
Yeah, so that's like the actual, that's a team that could actually make a run.
They could.
We've been talking about the Jets making the run. The Dolphins actually could.
And the Dolphins will see the Jets twice before the season ends because they have not played.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe in that. They could make a run, yes, and could be a playoff team. But in our conversation of teams that we think can win a Super Bowl,
they're not even close. I'm just saying, in the bottom of the AFC, there's what we talked about with the Jets and the tiebreakers and so on and so forth. Like if
you're right.
Tua stays healthy, they got a decent defense, they made the playoffs last year, they got Tyreek Hill, they could actually maybe squeak in.
Make a little noise.
Yeah.
They could. We shall see. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan downplaying the Deebo Samuel sideline incident with the long snapper and the kicker from Sunday in Tampa. Only felt the need to address it once it got as much attention as it did.
I mean, I didn't initially. I mean, after the game and stuff, I didn't think it was too big of a deal, but you know, after getting home and seeing it all on SportsCenter and everything and all that stuff, I wanted to make sure I did and talk to the guys about it, talk to a number of guys on the team, and we squashed it and we're good.
So some called it a choke by Samuel. Shanahan had a different term for it.
Never want Deebo to throw a baby punch or anything on anybody on our own team, but Deebo also wasn't saying anything bad to Jake like it sounded. He was meeting him on the field, telling him to lock in. You know, the same thing I'll tell to an offensive player is just drop some balls or meet some penalties or something. You never sit there and belittle anybody or try to embarrass anyone. You try to challenge guys that you believe in.
And he said, no,
we're really protecting this, aren't we?
Discipline. Yeah, he said he didn't think it was a big deal at all.
I'm sorry. I've seen this video now, and I was there and didn't see this live.
Yeah.
since yesterday. There's no way he's saying lock it in.
No, of course.
There's no way.
To the kicker, though, and then the long snapper gets involved, no?
The first motion is at the long snapper. He goes right to his throat.
I'm saying I think it might have started, at least as they tell it, is he's getting on Moody for missing the kicks. Hey, lock in, and then the long snapper comes to the defense of the kicker, and then that's when he gives the long snapper the
still bad
baby punch.
Right, the baby punch. Like, I don't want to make it sound like he assaulted the man. Yeah, he should be arrested.
I'm
or
not
anything.
Saying that.
But there's no. That's not a baby punch. I mean, he had his hand in a
grab.
Choking motion and went right to his neck. I mean, that's bizarre, something to do with your own teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Things get heated on the sidelines.
I was hoping Boomer had I had to choke my long snapper once, too. Kept missing kicks. I threw for 400 yards. This guy had slippery hands. We used to call him Slippery Jones. It's terrible.
Slippery Jones. All right. They kind of alluded to this yesterday. You got the sense this was coming. It's now, I won't say official, but there's multiple reports out there that the Bears are firing offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, who's just...
Isn't that amazing?
No, you're surprised?
I don't understand why Eberflus just sits there every week as the coach of this mess.
That's going to come to an end at some point.
I guess I'm not surprised. It's just funny. I don't know. It's just the whole... I mean, they just can't get out of their own way then. Organization.
No. 23 straight possessions without an offensive touchdown. They've allowed 38 sacks. So Waldron.
28 straight possessions?
23, yeah.
23.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's a lot.
It's not good.
Some of those throws, though, this is not the offensive coordinator's fault. Some of those throws are as bad as it gets. Yep. And that was a drop, but.
I thought, too, the clip I played of Caleb Williams yesterday from Sunday where he was saying, I'm just not processing it. Like, if I hear a quarterback say that, I'm going to fire the offensive coordinator then? I mean, at some point, it's got to fall on the quarterback to take the next step, no?
Yeah,
I mean, I think...
I don't know.
I think there's probably a lot to this story, too, because your mom, they kept Eberflus, and they fired all his assistants, and they brought this guy in, and it's almost like ownership, and the GM is probably thinking, like, God, like, this was a total mistake, disaster, and now it's all up to us to get him out of there.
Got to throw something to the fan base and the angry radio hosts, as we heard.
So who did they say they promoted someone from?
Yeah, a name I didn't necessarily.
The quarterback's coach or something?
Thomas Brown, maybe. Okay. I'm not sure what his role was. Let me see if I can look.
It's not that important.
Well, he asked, so, you know.
It's really not.
Passing game coordinator. He's in his first season as well. So we'll see
because he's been doing such a great job.
See how long
he'll be fired week 14.
So we're going to give you the offensive coordinator job.
No, thanks.
Just sit right here.
I'm good as the passing game coordinator. So we heard that bit with Eberflus this morning on the radio interview in Chicago where his cell phone line dropped out, and then things got a little awkward, uncomfortable, angry. That was a fed-up David Kaplan. It was just getting started, as it turned out, and since Eberflus probably wasn't going to give them anything good, as you alluded to, Gio, Kaplan did it for him after the phone call had dropped out.
You're in crisis. Just say it. Yes, this is a freaking crisis, and we better close ranks and find a way to fix this. Because it's freaking embarrassing to have a charter franchise look that god-awful, unprepared, uninspired, and it falls at his feet. It does. Say it.
And the answers are the same.
For Christ's sake.
It's a little BT-esque there, no?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. I mean, there's...
Appreciate the passion, right?
No, I do. I do appreciate the passion. It's funny. Is that his co-host that's just like sitting there trying to...
Restore order? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, so I'm looking bad. I mean, it's like, what is he, Ed McMahon? It's like pipes in every 2 seconds. Like, hey, you are correct, sir.
Yeah, pretty much. Meantime, over on our sister station, 670 The Score, they get Bears corner Jalen Johnson on, asked about the care and the effort inside their locker room this season.
Are there people on this team that you know, some people work harder than others? It's just human nature, right?
It's not really even a question.
And they followed up by asking him what he would do about it. He said he'd given it a lot of thought. He went into a long-winded explanation and a comparison to other environments, and he ended it with this.
You can tell somebody to do it. I mean, like they say, you can take the horse to the well, but you can't make him drink. At the end of the day, we got to have a lot of guys that are thirsty, and I feel like there's definitely an area of improvement for everybody.
So things are not going well.
Around the league. So, and did you see this Kenny Moore audio from yesterday too?
Yes.
So, and this is right along the same lines. Yes. Where he is quoted as saying, I don't think everyone is working as hard as possible. And it's obviously showing. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't think there's urgency here. Like, wow.
Well, that'll be perfect because now they'll come in and be show urgency against the Jets, just like when Gerard Mayo called out the Patriots, and then the next week they played the Jets and they won.
Perfect. So but you know what's nuts, though, is like, all right, so they lost three in a row, but they're still 4-5.
I know,
right, with a rookie quarterback. Yeah. And the problem is there's three teams in the division that are significantly better than them, and that's all those teams hate each other.
And remember, they didn't need a punter.
Oh, yeah. Remember when he said that? Yeah.
You're not going to be
doing
much.
Well. You're not going to be doing much.
Someone reminded on Twitter that, remember when Caleb Williams was asking for ownership of whatever team drafted?
It's true.
Yeah. Like,
some stones on you to do that before you've played a down in the league.
Yeah. Well, he's been humbled early.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It's a hard league.
A rare college football soundbite for you. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart off Saturday's road loss at Ole Miss, where his own player Jake Pope was, I guess, celebrating with the Ole Miss fans on the field right after the game ended.
Yeah, what an idiot. just stupid. I didn't see it till today, but he's embarrassed about it. He's upset about it. That's obviously a childhood friend of his. Just not real smart. But to be honest with you, I don't have time to waste energy on that.
No, that was enough, actually. Thank you. I didn't see this. Wow.
Yeah. So that, I imagine it was even worse for him behind closed doors than it was there in that audio clip.
Wow.
That's a sea of
humanity. So is he out there in that?
I haven't seen the clip, but this was brought to Smart's plate.
That's very funny.
He responded accordingly.
There you go. He didn't hold his tongue, Al.
No.
What an idiot.
What an idiot. I like.
Yeah, what an idiot. just stupid.
That is great.
Oh, boy. NBA, Cavaliers beat the Bulls 119-113. Cleveland's now 12-0, eighth team in league history to win its first 12 and the first to do so since the 2015-16 Warriors, who went an NBA record 24-0 to begin that season on their way to a record 73-9 campaign. The Nets did beat the Pelicans in New Orleans 107-105, seven in double figures for Brooklyn, that is, including all five starters. Noah Clowney had five threes off the bench. Cam Thomas led the way with 17. Brooklyn now 5-6. They will host the Celtics tomorrow night before playing.
Here's a serious question for you. If you're, I'm not Kenny Atkinson, if you're Sean Marks, are you sitting there saying, guys, stop winning?
Yeah.
This
wasn't the plan here. You're supposed to suck. Get those lottery balls and probably get a play who actually is worth a hill. You know what? So. You just like to maybe throw the ball out of bounds occasionally? Maybe miss a free throw, something like that, huh? Guys? Huh? Turnovers? You can turn the ball over, can't you? Little guys?
Because I was watching them as much as I have, they're reminding me, it's only 9 games, but it reminds me of like the Caris LeVert Nets and Jared Allen before they decided to really go for it and have it blow up in their face. But you look at them now with Nick Claxton and Cam Thomas and Cam Johnson and Mason Clowney. Like, you got a lot of young talent here. Like, they're fun to watch.
So what washed-up superstar are they going to trade them all for?
Carl Anthony Towns.
No, they're not doing that. They're really not. I think they want either Cooper Flagg or Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey. I mean, that's why, from what I've been told, that Sean Marks has been out at Rutgers several times, as many NBA scouts have been. And the idea is to be in that top three. But if you keep winning games, you're going to play yourself right out
of
it. As
a friend of mine says, get him here. Makes a ton of sense. I'm in at Rutgers. Chris Carlin. Hello, Chris. Shout out to Chris. So we're trying to get Dylan Harper here. Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
Speaking of Dylan Harper, game high 24 points last night as Rutgers did beat St. Peter's.
He's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen much yet, but all you've heard is how talented
he is. So, I know it's college basketball in November. No one cares. I get it. This kid is the real deal. He is. I did the game. So Geo Baker is the kid who was fabulous at Rutgers. His number 0 is going to go on the rafters one day. Even he said on the air, that goes, this kid's next level. I mean, he's fun to watch. So should be good. St. John's top 25. Rutgers top 25. Should be a fun winter.
Listen, college basketball, when your team is in it and you're rooting for a group that really cares, is so much fun. And the games are short.
Yeah.
And there's rivalries still. I mean, I think it's the best.
And that place last night, November 11th, the place was full. It was, again, St. Peter's, it was loud.
Yeah, I mean, it's really one of the best environments. Like when you get somewhere like Thrack or even, you know, Carnesecca. You get a good matchup in there, and it's so intimate, and it's just, I mean, college basketball can be really just the best sometimes.
Knicks and Sixers tonight down in Philadelphia. You've got the hockey locals in action. The Rangers host the 14-1 Winnipeg Jets. They're obviously off to a great start. Devils visit the Panthers. The Islanders out in Edmonton against the Oilers at 9 o'clock tonight. That brings us to Moment of the Day. It's brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, remind you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Desperate times for our pal Joe Beningo as he joined Evan and Tiki yesterday here on The Fan to talk about his Jets and where they might go for their next head coach.
I'll give you another guy I like for head coach. You're going to laugh when I say this. Okay?
Go ahead.
Coach Prime.
You want Dion?
I'm not kidding.
And I know his name's been talked about a little bit. That,
he's not coming to the Jets.
I know, but it surprises me that Joe is going to want to go to those lengths. Because
I think Joe is desperate.
Oh, well, that's what I mean.
If Joe could get George Halas's body back, I think, where's Weeb Eubank? I mean, he's desperate. I understand it.
I'll throw out another name. You get a laugh at this one now, too. Elon Musk. I mean, bro, if this guy can shoot a rocket up in the air and have it land in the same place, bro, that it took off, you tell me he can't fix that defense? You tell me he can't fix the defense? Can't be that hard, bro. Cannot be that hard.
Oh, my God.
He's got those freaking Cybertrucks everywhere. You telling me this guy doesn't know how to do a better offense than Nathaniel Hackett and Todd freaking Downing? Come on.
Probably not that far off, she. Moment of the day. There you go.
Very good, CeeLo. Thank you. We will see you in December.
No.
Thanksgiving week. You're stuck. Okay.
You got them all week.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's right. You're Vegas.
Are you guys doing Monday through Wednesday that week?
Yes, indeed.
Very good. I'll see you then.
Yeah, absolutely. See you then, CeeLo. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
Let's be honest. There's no guy out there that doesn't want his penis to look bigger.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So I was in Tampa, as you know, over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I told this to Al on the podcast the other day. So we go down to the field. I went down with my producer was this girl, Lexi Soluro, who's all of like 5'3".
Yeah.
I'm not very tall myself. And we're walking around the sidelines and I wasn't stalking Brady by any stretch because I saw he was working. But I was outside of Burkhart and everything. And at one point, we weren't all that far away from Nick Bosa. And I'm looking at Nick Bosa and I'm looking at myself. And I said to Lexi, I go, how are we the same species?
Yeah.
His thighs, like one of his thighs was the size of my waist. And then I think, I'm not sure, I think in, we were walking back the other, I think Tristan Wirfs, I think it was him. It was a very big lineman walked by. And you ever just feel like emasculated?
Oh, every day of my life.
No, actually. Not every day of your life.
I do.
And then no joke, I'm in the airport Sunday night. And I see the Kevin Hart LeBron James commercial. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep.
And how are we humans? Like, it doesn't look real.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I think it's, you know, many, many years of evolution.
It's unbelievable.
But, yeah, I know. This being down on the sideline in an NFL game, you've never felt weaker. And Nick Bosa is one of those guys, too. Like, it's not even just the way he looks. It's the way he moves.
Everything.
Like, you see him get down, like, on the ground. He's essentially just floating and then so fast and the moves and the power and the strength.
Just so athletic, so strong, and so just, like, I don't know. It's like another level of human being.
Yeah, no,
these guys are.
Yep.
And then I sit there and we're walking. We were walking back, and I get to the elevator, and I turn to her, I go, and we criticize these guys.
Yeah, we do.
Like, they must look at us
and
be like, this weasel said what about me?
Yeah, but they still get bothered by it, which is the crazy thing, when they shouldn't.
Right. They're getting paid millions of dollars. They are elite athletes. They are unbelievable at their craft, and yet they do get bothered by it.
Yeah, I mean, Sauce Gardner, multiple deleted tweets yesterday. Just annoyed by all the criticism.
But what do you think is the answer to that, though? Do you think it's as simple as, like, Tiger Woods or was it Tom Brady? One of them used to say, or maybe it was LeBron. It was LeBron. Used to say he would take the accounts off his phone come playoffs.
Yeah. It was Zero Dark 30 or whatever he called it.
You think that's the answer? Like, in season, just enough. Just turn it off. And then if you want to fool around with it, like, you know, if you're a football player, February through July, so be it.
Yeah, but how are you going to DM Instagram models?
That's a good point, too. I don't know that you can do that. But.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the thing to do. But, I mean, there's a lot of time, too, that they want to see the praise. Like, after wins and stuff, they like it. I mean, it's a dopamine hit.
Okay, then here's
what that is.
All right, then here's a human emotion question.
If you lose, shut it off.
And this goes to, like, Yelp reviews and Google reviews when you go to restaurants or you're trying to book a restaurant. How come we will see 15 good reviews, and then we lock in on the one negative one? Because we all do that.
Yeah. Well, of course, because it's the feeling of, this is the way I feel about a lot of things sometimes that I try to get out of my life, like fantasy football. Like, when you win, it doesn't feel like anything. But when you lose, it drives you crazy. So, like, you're like, you know, you're saying, all right, these are good comments. It's the way it should be. Like, you know, that's okay, good, 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 good. But the one, like, you know, damn it, that hurts. Like,
sure.
It's just the emotion of either the failure or the criticism hurts more than the pat on the back. Maybe because you feel like there's more truth in the criticism.
In the negative?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I mean, but really, you have to, it's all about self-confidence with everything. Like, if you have a lack of self-confidence or a self-esteem issue, then those things are going to crush you. But if you actually have real self-confidence, those things don't.
I agree with that. But why, in the case of looking to book a restaurant reservation, do we allow that one? Because we do. Do we allow that one or two negative review? You could have 17 great restaurant, friendly, food was good, drinks came on time, and then all of a sudden you see one review. My server was a beer. And the food was terrible. It was late. They did my reservation. They made us wait. And it's like, all right, yep, they're off the list.
Yeah,
the other 18 were great.
Yeah, I don't do that. Like, if there's 15 good reviews and one bad one, I definitely go with the majority on that thing. But I don't really look at Google reviews for restaurants. It's more just like word of mouth and peers and stuff. But why do we talk about the negative here all the time?
That's a very good question.
It's just
well, the negative sells.
Yeah. I mean, it really does.
We appreciate your opinion, but it wasn't asked for.
You have any idea what that's from? Al, you want to tell them that story real quick? It's pretty funny.
There's a new restaurant opened in near my town. That's one of these places that it turns over a lot, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And there have been good places in there just for whatever reason. So a new place opened up, and I felt like they were just gearing towards women. So I didn't know if it was just for women. So I wrote to them and I said, oh, is this place just for women? And they go, no, all are welcome. I go, okay. I said, you know, a lot of places have failed there. I go, seems like you're aiming just at women. Maybe change that around. They go, yeah, we didn't ask for your
Well,
Al strikes again.
Has it failed yet? Because it sounds like
not
it is.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But now it's like, do I have to root for it to fail?
Yes, you do,
just
actually.
To be right.
Yeah, no, you have to. And then as they're walking out of the door, you got to stand there. You're like, you should have listened to me.
Funny.
Yeah, I love Bush.
Oh, that's a you thing, Al.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.